Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Anyone out there feeling sorry for the New England Patriots? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. When you are the king of the mountain and then get knocked off, sympathy is hard to find anywhere. Patriots haters are dancing in the streets, and even neutral fans are delighted to see someone else win, especially if it's an underdog like the Philadelphia Eagles, who survived this classic thriller 41-33. On a day of celebration in the championship-starved city of brotherly love, the Patriots are bemoaning a lost opportunity to reaffirm their dominance. They can take solace in the fact that they've won 5 Super Bowls and might be back again next year, but outside of their own spoiled fan base, no one is bummed. Another potential heroic comeback ended when Tom Brady got strip-sacked late in his record-breaking postseason passing game of 505 yards. They can't pull it off every time, and would be a lot better trying to play from ahead for a change. And the so-called power struggle that rocked the team over the last month of the season will flare up in New England after curmudgeon coach Bill Belichick benched Super Bowl 49 hero Malcolm Butler for no apparent reason. Cornerback Butler is not the fastest or the best tackler, but he is certainly better than some of the unknown secondary guys who let the Eagles move up and down the field at will in Minnesota. The resounding takeaway from the game was the Eagles' tremendous performance from backup quarterback Nick Foles, who just about matched Brady's numbers and made the big play at the end not only to win the game, but claim the MVP trophy that Brady would have won a fifth time. Philly has never been Super Bowl champs, and its team was better on this day. Ironically, 2 key plays of the game were reverse passes to the quarterbacks. The Patriots' trick maneuver was slightly overthrown to a wide-open Brady that killed their drive. The Eagles came back with their magnificent deception to an all-alone Foles on 4th-and-1 late in the second quarter for a TD. It put the favorites and villains in a hole they climbed out of, but fell back into due to their worst defensive effort since the first 4 weeks of the season when opponents were shredding them. Now the coordinators are leaving, and even Gronk says he might retire. So the dynasty indeed could be dead. And if so, no one down the mountain is crying over that prospect either. This is Art Chansky. See ya.